I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you again, too. Oh, stop it. All right. For our first Florida story, we're going to Delray Beach, Florida, where we're going to have to go back in time just a little bit. I want you to go back with me to a Florida Stories episode from March of 2021, where a Florida woman goes swimming in a canal, and when she's approached by authorities to get out, someone tattled on her. I guess we can't swim in canals anymore. She swam her butt into a storm drain, and she just went missing. 2 weeks later, she showed up, and she said that she had been in the storm drains this whole time. I don't know if she was hanging out with the Ninja Turtles or whatever, but this was an interesting story because 2 weeks later, she went missing in a storm drain, or she went missing again, and she was found in a storm drain in the Dallas area in Texas somehow. She said she got lost in the storm drain and just went through a network to Texas. It seems fairly unlikely. I don't know if this woman has mental issues or on drugs, so I'm not here to make fun of her. I'm just here to point out that, guess what? Guess who got arrested again for being in a storm drain? You're never going to guess. Yeah, same lady. I don't know what her deal is, but she loves storm drains. You know, you kind of go through phases when you're a kid. I went through some storm drains when I was a kid just to go look. Like, hey, man, what is this big pipe? And then there's, you know, in adulthood, some people play golf. Some people have a foot fetish. This lady, I don't know if it's drugs or mental illness. So again, I'm not trying to make fun of her. I'm just pointing out that this is fairly unique. A storm drain compulsion.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Our next Florida story is in Sarasota, where, you know, we think of congressmen as these rich upper class elites. But a lot of them are just regular guys who live in a nice neighborhood and they still have to do things like mow their own lawn and trim their own trees. And we have one of these guys who's on a 25-foot ladder, some congressman down in Sarasota, and he's trimming trees. He's trimming big limbs off of his trees. Now, this is a dangerous proposition because from what it sounds like, he had the ladder leaned up either against the trunk or one of the branches, but really high up. And when he cut, he chainsawed one of them off. Another one was being held back by it, and it swung and knocked the ladder out from him. And he fell somewhere between 20 and 25 feet. He's going to be okay. He's recovering. You know, he didn't die for sure, but that is awful. And reminds me, I need to go trim my trees, and I might just have to have someone else do it. But I don't think we've ever had a politician in America be assassinated by a tree before. That would be a first.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next Florida story, we're going to Polk County, where a Polk County man is in trouble for selling venomous snakes. And this is interesting because I don't understand either side of this transaction. Who is the guy that is so into venomous snakes that he is willing to provide them with others? He's just got to share the love of venomous snakes with them. It's not enough for him to have them. He's got to be the guy that provides venomous snakes to the, I didn't know this existed, the venomous snake market. And then on the other side, who's the guy buying these? Why are you, what kind of crap pet is that that could possibly kill you, if not cause you to have your arm amputated? Is that fun? Is that cool? Is that what you like? Do you just juggle grenades for fun as well? This is WFLA.
Jen and Keith, nearly 200 snakes from all over the world were seized this month by FWC after a years-long investigation. A lot of the alleged trafficking happened online.
Are you serious? A years-long investigation? They spent a year on this? How much manpower was spent on this? How much time, effort, and energy to get to the seedy underbelly of the black market venomous snake world did you guys do? Glad you guys got to the bottom of that one.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Flagler County. I wish I could be more specific than that, but where this happened is not an actual place. It's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And on a beautiful beach, for the first time in history, the heartbreaking story here, a 21-foot orca whale washed ashore. It was beached. It was not found by people fast enough, and it died on the beach. Never happened before. We've never seen a killer whale. It looks like Free Willy. It's huge, 21 feet. And they're going to take it in to have a little whale autopsy. I'm surprised they're not going to eat it, to be honest. Good for Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we are going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where a guy who is an atheist activist took advantage of the local town's Christmas display, took it to court, and demanded he have a public display of his own religious choosing. So the man goes around the world and he finds this obscure religious festival in this one town in Japan where it's kind of like a phallus festival. And what they do, that this town's tradition, is they make a giant phallus and they parade it through town. And okay, so Fort Lauderdale is now being forced by the courts to do this. And we can expect, if it looks like what they do in Japan, that this guy is going to get his way and have a giant, you know, wee-wee walk through town. And so I think what he's trying to do is show the absurdity of religion in the public sphere. But I don't know how many debates in public history have been won with a 21-foot-tall weenie walking around town. I mean, I'm not saying it can't win. I'm skeptical. I don't remember that ever being a logical argument.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, our last Florida story today is god awful. What we have here is the police show up, and the woman that called 911 answers the door. Her ex-husband is there, and her current husband is dead. So let's put together the pieces. Current husband, they had him laid out on the floor next to an open suitcase. The story is that her and the husband were playing around last night, playing hide and seek, and she bet that she could zip him in the suitcase. She zips him in the suitcase, and then she falls asleep, forgetting to let him out, and when she wakes up this morning, he's dead. Oopsie, it's an accident. So the cops take her in. They go through her phone, and what they find are some videos on her phone. And what really happened was, this woman had been in an abusive relationship for years with this guy, and one day she had enough. And what she decided to do was talk him into getting in the suitcase. I don't know if she bet him or promised him something or whatever, but he got in the suitcase and she zipped it. Then she sat on the suitcase and next to the suitcase and made some selfie videos where you can hear the guy struggling. I am not going to play this audio because it is horrific and it will give you bad dreams, but he's saying, "I can't breathe. Let me out of here. I'm sorry, baby." She says, "You can't breathe? That's what it feels like when you were choking me." And so this 39-year-old Florida woman sat there and videoed the process by which her husband died slowly next to her. And I know most of Florida stories is like funny stuff, like someone has a 21-foot weenie parading through town, or this is god awful. Can you imagine a more horrific death? And then you kind of like, do you feel sorry for the guy? He had abused her for years. Of course, he didn't deserve to die like this. But this woman's just a stone cold Netflix feature waiting to happen. This is going to be like at least 4 to 6 episode feature.
The Orange County woman accused of killing her boyfriend by zipping him up into a suitcase was expected back in court today before her trial.
See, that's crazy. The dude on the radio is not just making stuff up. Boy, there are some really sick people out there. Like I had some ex-girlfriends that I thought were pretty crazy, but not zip me up in a suitcase and make selfie videos mocking me as I die slowly and suffocate next to her. Crazy.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
This episode of Florida Stories is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Gumbo. Snap, send, and save.com. Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I wish. No shot. My credit sucks. Stop! Nobody cares. But at Mortgage Gumbo, credit don't scare us. We have the knowledge to put you on the right track. We work with Challenge Credit daily and have proven methods to get you on the track to home ownership. So let's start your journey today. Visit SnapSendAndSave.com. That's SnapSendAndSave.com. It's that easy.